Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The screening is about to begin. Please switch off your mobile phones. We remind you that during the screenings, taking pictures or any form of audio or video recording are strictly forbidden. Thank you for your collaboration. Cinephile, you're listening to the Big Fred Venice with Matt Micucci
and Niccolò Comotti.
And this is a very sad day because this is Niccolò's last day, final day here in at the 78th Venice International Film Festival. We're all super sad, and I don't know what I'm going to do for this deity. I think I'm going to have to do them on my own again for most
no.
of it. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be terrible.
But sorry.
Can I ask you, how's it been? And be honest.
It's been all right. I mean, this is the first festival in 2 years, for obvious reasons for many.
We still still don't know where you were. Like, we tried to call you, nothing.
They will never know. They will never know.
Oh.
So, little music.
What's your, if you had to pick your favorite memory of the 78th Venice Film Festival to this point, because up to now, because obviously you still have a couple of hours in the Lido, but what would you say has been your favorite memory aside from getting blasted by one guy for your interview with Kristen Stewart?
No, but like, actually, now that you bring it to our attention once again, thank you very much, Matt, for destroying it. No,
you're getting more love than hate.
No, because we opened the comments, right? That was just kind of a newish thing, and I was like, well, you want engagement? I'm gonna engage. And I actually wrote to the guy that kind of like very, I mean, objectively, he just kind of like trash me, but still, like, it was totally right, and I did say it, and he loved it. It was thank you so much for being real.
Thank you for your honest and generous answer.
There you go. Engagement, you go. Guys.
So, favorite memory, just off the top of your head, one.
Well, I'm a.
It doesn't have to have
I'm
anything.
I'm
to
a
do.
Romantic little guy.
Oh,
so
boy.
I just I actually stumbled upon a person that I didn't know that he was here, and it was super nice to see. We had a little moment together, so it was really
can
nice.
We say her name?
No, his name is my friend.
Oh,
something.
I thought we were at the at our guy talk segment. You know, just a couple of guys sitting on an unknown location in Venice talking about the ladies.
And we
guy talk.
Okay, he's actually gay, so we didn't talk about ladies apart from like maybe beauties and
stuff. All right, ladies and okay, you're okay. So it's good to meet people that you haven't met because you're in 2 years.
Okay, ladies, it's clear that this man needs some company. So like, you know, there's probably gonna be a hotline underneath for the. So you see, like, you know, underneath, like, that's actually his number. Just hit him up.
Yeah, imagine if I had it written here, guys. Let's talk about movies. Let's talk about movies. First movie, the big movie that we actually haven't seen. It's Edgar Wright's latest film.
I watched 1 hour.
Why did you watch 1 hour?
I did, because there's this new great thing of like radio calls at 9:45 a.m. in the morning.
That's an awesome thing.
So yes, I just managed to watch 1 hour, and then I just ran here. And guess what? The whole talent team was half an hour late, so I could have watched the whole film.
Damn.
Be punctual in life, guys. That's also for karma. Karma, like, hits you back all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're talking about Last Night in Soho. Let me read the synopsis so that people know what they're talking about. An aspiring fashion designer is mysteriously able to enter the 1960s, where she encounters a dazzling wannabe singer. But the glamour is not all it appears to be, and the dreams of the past start to crack and splinter into something darker.
Yes.
Now, it's directed by Edgar Wright. We all love Edgar Wright. And I think we talked... Right. Or, that's what Matthew McConaughey says. All righty, right. You want to see my impression of Matthew McConaughey?
Not really, but go on, because you're not going to...
As a roller coaster?
As a roller coaster. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All righty, righty, right, right. Very bad. You want to see me do an impression of Humphrey Bogart with one word?
Oh my God, no. Like, no.
Stamps.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's actually pretty on point. Anyway, Edgar Wright.
I forgot
Wright.
To say that he was in a post office. Damn it, that's the most important part of the joke. Anyways.
I stopped listening to you 5 minutes ago.
Our social media manager, Federica, has actually seen the film, but she doesn't want to talk about it, but she loved it.
She's an Edgar Wright connoisseur. At least she actually could fill
have
me in.
Have you seen the entire... Okay.
He never lets me speak. Right. Who am I? Am I like a little marionette for you? Huh?
I'm sorry. You're the host of the show.
Why do you want me to just like sit here and be pretty? I can be more than that.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, she filled me in with the info. No, because like apparently the second hour was like a tour de force that I couldn't even foresee. And very Edgar Wright-esque, because he started like fourth gear right away. It, like in 20 minutes, you already knew kind of what was going on. You would expect like the
Baby Driver style.
Maybe even more than that, because he's actually going into some sort of psychological thriller mood in here. But actually, do you know the cast? Because I don't remember the guys, producers. Can you fill us in with the name of the protagonist actually of One Last Night in Soho?
They're not even watching. They don't like this show.
Thomasin McKenzie is actually mercifully playing the main protagonist. And
good for her.
I think it was a really like good like sort of counterpoint between contemporary life and nostalgia, but definitely tainted with a lot of violence.
All right. Thomasin McKenzie, we speak your name. We speak your name.
Right.
And so, next up, official company. You know what? I love silences.
That was a beautiful sigh.
I love Dead Space. I have a fetish for Dead Space on broadcasting. Like when you hear
video.
It's just like because people don't like it. Like people do when you're hearing, when you listen to the radio.
Stuff on the radio.
Yeah, but there's people are sound like they're on cocaine on the radio. Hey everybody, what's going on here? I sound like I'm on cocaine in my Big Fred Tuesday show, which you should listen to once this festival is over.
Or not.
But yeah. Anyways, Official Competition is another film that we need to talk about. Our David Martos, who hopefully will be sitting in that chair for some of the things.
Yes. When you say Official Competition, it's very misleading.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually talking about Competencia Oficial. That's actually true. The title in Spanish. Yeah. We can't really fill you with a lot of information.
I can say that the premise of this film is super interesting. It's very simple, but I would watch this film.
And if you guys speak Spanish, go on the Fred's Spanish channel, because David is like an artist of the interview form. Just watch some stuff. Like he interviewed Antonio Banderas actually for the film, which is a very, very
great
charming man.
You don't see him that often.
Kind of like a definition of handsomeness. What happened there? You moved the camera. What happened? Okay.
You got
the
a mic. Anyone who talks. Sorry. Anyone who talks in this studio needs to be mic'd up. We need to hear everything. Tomorrow, everyone gets mic'd up for this show.
Our producer, Filippo Guarna. I know that one, but like it's true that I'm watching. Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at the camera.
You moved
the camera. Because Filippo Guarna is a very, very handsome man, too. So we have Antonio Banderas and Filippo Guarna.
Well, if you're into that sort of thing.
What? Beauty? Yes. I am.
Beauty
oh, birthday boy! Producer is
here.
Birthday to the best producer that we could actually afford.
Happy birthday, Pierre. 30 years old today. Big 3-0.
Best boy.
Thank you very much for all the work that you do. Good job.
Next.
Alright, so let me talk about a very interesting film from the Giornate degli Autori, because we cannot disregard the Giornate degli Autori, the parallel and independent strand of the Venice Film Festival. This film is by Bianca Stichter, who is actually Steve McQueen's spouse, and she's the one who discovered, get this, 12 Years a Slave. Like the book
itself.
Yeah, and of course we all know then it was turned into a movie by Steve McQueen himself, and it's an awesome, awesome film because Steve McQueen rocks. And this film, this is actually a really interesting documentary that takes 3 minutes of a footage shot in a small Polish-Jewish town.
She's behind 3 minutes.
Yeah. And it's called 3 Minutes of Lengthening because it's basically an investigation on these 3 minutes of the film. We find out as much as we can about it. And of course, we also are aware of the fact that what we're watching and what is being shot is like one of the last moments before, of course, tragedy strikes, the Nazis, the Holocaust, all of that awfulness. And so it's even more powerful.
Mm.
And then we kind of get an examination or an investigation on pretty much as many of the aspects of these 3 minutes that is possible, from a street sign to the faces of the people who appear in the film. Remarkably, she was able to find that one person from that film is still alive. I mean, still wow. exists, and he was able to enrich, you know, tell us about what life was like there, including that they used to listen to BBC broadcasts on Saturday nights, listen to music, which to me, small things like that just like gives me God bumps, because it's like, wow, you know, you don't know these things and you don't see them written in history books, or most history books. So yeah. I appreciate stuff like that.
Sounds super interesting.
Super interesting. And also, it just goes to show that it's super important to preserve these films. Goodness gracious. I mean, you know, film archives need all the help they can get. We need this cultural heritage to survive.
Absolutely.
Do not do what Bolsonaro did in Brazil, and the Cinemateca Brasileira Absolutely. Went on fire, and so much of the, you know, entire South American footage, film just went up in flames. I'm just, it drives me crazy.
I usually don't say this thing, but I really wish that man ill.
We can't say these things, unfortunately, care. Here. But we know, you know, we're arts people. We probably all agree on that. Okay, so right, time to wrap up everything.
Sure.
Time to wrap it up. And any final words, Nicolo?
If you pinch the skin of your junction here, and if the little crease stays up, that means that you are dehydrated. So if it does go down right away, you are hydrated enough. But if it stays up, drink your water.
You know, there's guys. Is everybody at home trying this? Good, good.
I need to drink some water.
I don't. I'm always super hydrated. In fact, I feel like I drink too much water. All right, guys, let me tell you about a couple of films that we'll be screening tonight and that you need to keep an eye on.
I love this.
Oh, Sundown by Michelle Franco actually is screening this afternoon, starring Tim Roth. And then we've got Annalili Amirpour's new film, Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. I watched it this morning.
Oh, yeah. I could have...
I know. We cannot, because I'm leaving.
Yeah, you're leaving.
Oh, God, yeah.
You're leaving. Bye-bye. So long.
Your pleasure.
The Peacock's Paradise. And all of... And listen, check out all of the stuff that we're recording here in Venice. Interviews, reviews, dailies. Check out all the social media. We are the official web radio of the Venice Film Festival. You think that's easy? It's a big deal, man. I mean, the Venice Film Festival is a big deal, and we are the official web radio for like the 18th 100th time, you know. So alright, Nicolo, it's been an absolute pleasure. Ko Mati, thank you very much. We gotta wash your hands now, but stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, most importantly, stay cinephile, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival
in
sa
du.
We gotta say it, the festival
in
I
du the insider. Ciao.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.